Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, it's been said. Well, everybody has a plan until they can't rip their shirt off. Mike, what are you doing?
That's good cotton.
Oh, my goodness. Jackie, Frank, Woody, welcome. Let's start with baseball, and let's play odds makers. Chances there is a season this year. Jackie Mack?
33.3333%.
I'm going 81% chance.
Woody?
96%.
Okay. Having said that, we get to the first word. Max Scherzer posted yesterday. There's no need to engage in further compensation reductions. And this would all be different if how much the owners made became public. There is a counteroffer in the making from players. Like Scherzer indicated, no pay cut to the pay cut they already agreed to. Players want prorated salaries and a 100-game season. Frank, how do you think owners receive that?
Well, I think the fact that the players are coming back with 100 games tells you that they're willing to negotiate. Are the owners willing to negotiate? The Associated Press today obtained an email from Scott Boras, the super agent in baseball. Yeah. He has about 71 clients, and he told them, hold firm. The owners make a lot of money. Their franchises are worth a ton of money. The value keeps going up. Do not cave in to the owners. Guess what, Tony? The players will lose in the court of public opinion because they never seem to win in these labor disputes. But I think the players are going to hold firm because that has been the history of the baseball players union.
And Jackie Mack, when you read Max Scherzer's post and you heard everything Frank just said, the Boras email and everything else, what are you thinking right now?
Well, Frank, you are right. Usually they lose in the court of public opinion, but I think they've done a better job this week with Max Scherzer coming out and explaining their situation of making the average fan understand what's going on here. A promise was made for prorated salaries, and that promise has been reneged upon, at least if you're the players. That's how you view it. Now, the ownership says, oh, there was a little thing in there about no fans. You're going to tell me they didn't know that no fans was a real possibility?
Yeah.
Come on. That's silly. I think the players have gained some very good traction in the court of public opinion here.
Now, do you think they've gained any traction with the owners, though? That's the question. Woody Page, you can start there.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what the public thinks. It's only whether they can come to some sort of compromise with the owners. And they could do a better job with their PR to actually win out in public because there are 18 owners that basically are billionaires, and the rest of them have at least $400 million. And I would keep pointing that out if I were the players, that we're not talking about guys that are, if they lost $3 or $4 million this year, would lose actually very much. So I think that the players are gaining ground, that they're making a great deal of sense here. We agreed on March 26 to take pro rata. Now you keep trying to change the horizon, and that's not right. And the owners, I think, have got to come back and figure out that if they want to play 100 games or so, they can do a much better job of paying the players what they're supposed to be getting.
Well, you're very optimistic. That number you gave at the start of the show, Woody Page, suggests that you believe there's going to be a season. One thing that always needs to be said, as we're talking about billionaires versus millionaires, that these organizations, these teams have many, many people working for them that aren't billionaires and that aren't millionaires who are in danger of being furloughed and out of work when these decisions are made. None of this has addressed the pandemic side of the pandemic, though. Once again, the testing is going to be an issue, Frank. But as Commissioner Rob Manfred sits back and watches all this play out, should he be worried about his job here, Frank?
You know what? I would think he would have to be. The last thing you want is a repeat of 1994 when you did not have a World Series champion because of a strike. And remember, Tony, the last couple of champions in baseball, they look like they were tainted because of cheating. The Astros and also the Red Sox. He also has that on his resume as well.
Woody, can baseball have a year where they don't play, but the NFL, the NBA, WNBA, NHL all come back?
No, there's no way. That's why I'm so optimistic that in the next week they're going to get this settled. And I do think that Manfred is in deep trouble because the owners want him to win this battle, and he's even losing it to Scott Boras. So I think he's in a deep situation after we went through the Astros-Red Sox dilemma, too, for him.
Mm-hmm. And last word, Jackie McMullen.
So there's a reason Adam Silver is the most admired commissioner in the major sports in this country, and it's because of this. He collaborates with the people that he needs to hence the players' union and his actual players, before he makes any announcements, before he sends out any press releases. It always astonishes me that the other commissioners don't seem to be able to follow suit. I tip my hat to the NHL, Gary Bettman, they did that. And so I don't understand why Rob Manfred would ever allow it to get to this.
There is a difference between the leagues, though, right, Jackie? NBA players hold more power. Silver has to collaborate with those players because those players have, I mean, they are organizations on their own right, whereas a football player wears a helmet over their face and no one recognizes them. A baseball player, Mike Trout's going to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the 15 greatest players of all time right now. And I just saw a poll that only 40% of Americans know who he is. That's the difference we're talking about here. That's I think that you know, everyone wants to always praise Silver because he collaborates with players, but that's why he needs to. We've been horned.
Okay,
we are going to move on now. I want to talk about basketball right now because while there's no progress and we have no official word how they are going to restart, the format discussions are ongoing. And now we have Damian Lillard's preference, so you can all breathe easy. He wants a play-in tournament. He told it to Jalen and Jacoby. Jackie, is Lillard onto something here or is he speaking from self-interest?
Well, I think it could be both things. Of course, it's in his interest to have a play-in because Portland then has meaningful games again. The only reason I give pause to this idea is, though, just take a look at the Western Conference standings, Tony, okay? Dallas Mavericks are in seventh place with 40 wins. The guys above them and above them, also 40 wins. And one place in front of them, 41 wins. And you're going to ask only the Dallas Mavericks to do a play-in if it's the seventh and eighth teams? I mean, that to me is really grossly unfair.
Woody Page, where do you come down on the play-in idea?
Yeah, well, I think he made a lot of sense till he got to the point. He said, well, if they don't do that, I'm fine with it. We had a chance to get in the playoffs. So, I mean, he kind of contradicted himself somewhat. I don't want to play in series. Let's get right to the playoffs. You've got in the Western Conference, the Timberwolves and the Golden State Warriors don't want to play anymore. Frank, in your conference, seven teams are a cumulative 160 games under 500. Really? Should they be playing any more games?
Okay.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Frank, it's your conference now, the Eastern Conference. Congratulations. Where do you come down on the play-in idea here?
Woody happens to be right. I also think that Adam Silver probably collaborated with Damian Lillard to revise his statement after originally saying, I'm not playing. Here's the deal. Portland is 29-37. They've had all year to prove that they belong. So 65, 66 games, that's enough of a sample size. Memphis is 3.5 games up with a game in hand, go down to Orlando. The 16 teams that are currently in the playoffs play. We're talking about starting in July. The regular season is over. Forget play-in tournaments, 16 teams, 1 through 16. It's all nonsense.
But then
just get the 16 team playoffs.
No Zion.
Start 1 through 8.
That means no Lillard.
The ratings will be fine.
Yeah, the ratings would be fine. I don't doubt that. I think everybody, I think you can, Payne Dry would get a 2.5 right now.
You're right, exactly.
All right, taking a break right now. Coming up, Tua. Week one versus the Patriots? Is that a possibility? Biggest sports news in the world today. The Premiership coming back June 17. They'll be picking up right where they left off. They aim to finish by August 1. Over the last few weeks, they've had 2,700 tests, 12 positive tests, and they're going to test twice a week. Frank, what does this mean for world sport and for American sport?
As they say in the United Kingdom, it's massive. Here you're going to have, first of all, the Premier League is essentially over. Liverpool has a 25-point lead, so they're not going to lose it. They're going to win their first title since 1990. What they're going to gain are a lot of viewers in the U.S. because these games are going to be going on around the clock. The world's best soccer league is coming back. It's great.
Jackie McMullen?
I'm going to quote Didier Deschamps, the French manager for soccer, who said it very clearly. When Spain and England decided to cancel their women's pro leagues but keep the men's pro and leagues going. So what, women get sicker easier? What is the message? The message is what everybody is saying. It's money. It's going to be money for this league, and it's going to be money for all the American leagues who are watching closely to make sure their investment will be a good one.
Woody Page?
Jackie, I'd rather quote Maurice Chevalier, who said, ooh la la. And I think all over England, that's exactly what they're doing, is
that's
saying,
French, though,
this
right?
is incredibly great to come, to have this sport come back, because it's a lot bigger over there than, you know, don't shut me up here. It's a lot better over there in regard, but I think that people in the United States are going to get behind it. And Frank, they don't realize that Liverpool is so far ahead already. And, but
it's all right, though. I mean, just Genesee's it so they can get that win. We'll move on. Buy or sell to Tua, week one versus the Patriots. Mike Freeman writing for Bleacher Report that he's talked to Dolphins coaches, and it seems like it's a far gone conclusion. He starts week one. Woody, what are the pros and cons of Tua starting week one?
Well, since 2008, 75% of the quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round have played in their first year. So I think there's a good possibility he plays. But first game, Flores, you know how he wanted to win last year when the management was trying to tank. He's going to try and beat his old team the worst he possibly can. And I think that Fitzpatrick gives him that best opportunity because their offensive line was bad last year. It's going to be young this year. You want Fitzpatrick in there to begin with.
Jackie Mack.
Well, it certainly is a compliment to Tua and how much everybody thinks about him. But here's my question. How can it be a foregone conclusion? We don't even know 100% for sure that he's healthy enough to run up and down a football field and throw touchdown passes. So how on earth can it be a foregone conclusion?
Yeah, that's inherent in this question, Frank, that this is an offseason unlike any other, right? We haven't had any training camp up to this point. He's a rookie, and he's coming off an injury. Buy or sell him week one.
Thank you, Jackie Mack. What have we learned about Brian Flores? He's smart. He's serious. He comes from the Bill Belichick School of Football. He's going to start which quarterback gives him the best chance to win. We know this about Brian Flores. When everybody wants him to tank, he goes out there to win. He'll start the best quarterback, Fitzpatrick or Tua.
Buy or sell three, the New York Knicks. You heard of them, Frank? When last we saw them.
Sometimes.
We saw them without a full-time coach. Well, there is no season right now, but the coaching search continues. Tom Thibodeau's name has come up for 3 months, Frank. You've been suggesting it. Now, Kenny Atkinson's name's come up as well. What's the latest? What makes the most sense?
Yeah, it's great news that Kenny's going to get an interview, but if Mike Miller isn't going to keep the job, everyone in the New York media has been saying it. It is Tom Thibodeau's job to lose. Leon Rose and Tom have been friends for 30 years. If it's not Mike Miller, it's going to be Tom Thibodeau.
Woody Page?
Well, I think that Atkinson, who did a good job with the Nets, and people in New York are familiar with him, I think he'd be a great candidate for that job. Call me Mr. Tibbs. Yes, he was an assistant coach there. He did win 60% of his games as a head coach. I think he's going to get the job to work with that young foursome that they have.
And Jackie?
I sat with Tom Thibodeau in the seats when the Clippers were still playing this winter, talking about his journey, following all the teams throughout the league and what he had learned and what he hoped to do going forward. And Frank is right. Tibbs and Leon Rose are close. He believes in Tibbs. It's going to be Tibbs' job.
Jackie knows.
Woody Page
yes,
said the Knicks have a young foursome. Yeah, young and foursome and win some, lose some. All right, Woody Page, take a seat on the bench for this showdown between Frank Isola and Jackie Mullen. Coming up, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, 007373. Baker Mayfield, on a conference call, Zooming, with Browns Media, said there's no need to be talking. He's just going to go out and do it this year. Now, he did say this, but I think you have to allow it because it was a press conference. So his first time announcing he won't be talking. Do you believe him, and how do you think it'll play out for him? Frank Isola, first to you.
I want to believe him. I said this all of last July, August. Stop talking about it. Just go out there and do it. This is a good sign.
Here's the thing. He can play really well and not talk. Everyone would love to see that. If he plays badly and he needs to explain himself, that works for everyone. It's not how much
that's
he talks,
fair.
It's what he says.
That's right, Jackie. He should be allowed to talk. He shouldn't mute himself. But he should,
he
should play to the level that he has.
Yep.
Point Jackie McMullen. We'll move on. Showdown 2, my favorite story in the show, All Elite Wrestling last night. Is it a problem for this Mike Tyson comeback train we're all on that he can't rip his shirt off his chest, Jackie?
You know, I was on board with this, too. And then I watched him and I thought, Oh, come on, man. Rip that thing in half. Yeah. I'm a little less interested now. Yeah. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, come on. All right. So he can't rip a shirt off. He's not Hulk Hogan. I'll tell you what. Get in a ring with him, and I'll bet you there's a good chance he's going to rip your head off. Do not start making jokes at Iron Mike's expense. I'm not going down there.
Frank, I'm absolutely with you, but everybody has a plan until they can't rip their shirt off. Boy, Jackie McCall, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
So, Tony, Patriots Day as a young journalist was the best thing ever because you were going to see the Red Sox play. There was a good chance you'd see the Bruins play. And if all the stars aligned, even the Celtics playing, but the best part was always the Boston Marathon. And for the first time in its 124-year history, it's canceled for obvious reasons. It survived a horrific bombing that brought our city together in ways I've never seen. And everybody came back even stronger the next year. It's very sad that something completely out of our control will finally be the end of a string of 124 straight years of wonderful memories for everybody in that marathon. I'm sorry that it's not going to happen.
Sorry to hear that. Thanks for talking about it, Jackie Mac. I don't think it's bring your dog to work today, but I do know Xander for Woody Page, Shannon Page's dog, and Gigi. I stole her right off camera, and I'm sure Jackie's already. Who can show me their dog first? You've got 3 seconds. I'll give you a win.
Bring the dog.
My dogs are banned from this studio.